New Hampshire Fish and Game's On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire's Environmental Literacy Plan. Learn more at nhee.org.
Antlion. The summer air is thick with the scent of pine and warm earth as I follow a narrow trail winding toward a sandy clearing. The ground is soft underfoot and interspersed with bare sand in this Appalachian pine forest through which I am walking, and I can feel the summer heat radiating up from the earth below. Insects buzz around me, and I see a variety of beetles and ants scurrying about with each step I take. Then, something else catches my eye. There are tiny conical pits dotting the sand. I might have walked right by them and assumed they were anthills, but these are not really mounds. And that is when I realized that these divots are the telltale signs of antlion larvae. These little craters are more than just pits in the ground. They're deadly traps. Beneath the sandy soil, antlion larvae await their next meal, buried and motionless, except for their enormous, sickle-shaped jaws. The antlion is a patient predator that does not chase down its prey, preferring to lure it into them instead. When an ant or other insect stumbles into a pit, the loose sand makes it nearly impossible for them to climb out. To make escape more difficult, the antlion flicks up grains of sand from below to keep its victim sliding downward until, snap, their imposing jaws clamp shut. Upon capture, their prey is pulled further underground, drained of its fluids, and then discarded like an empty nutshell. Rather gruesome, but a surprisingly efficient strategy. I debate lingering to watch this chain of events unfold, but the sun and hot air urges me to continue heading toward the shade. As I walk, I think about how these ingenious traps were created. Antlion larvae rotate backwards in a spiral, creating a steeply sloped pit from which almost any insect is unable to escape. I find another pit and kneel down to get a glimpse of its inhabitant. Antlion larvae appear to be flat in shape and are light tan in color with impressive mandibles that enable them to catch their prey. I stand again, brushing dirt from my knees, and scan the landscape for more evidence of these hidden hunters. The pine trees cast long, dappled shadows, and a cicada hums somewhere above me. The ground dips slightly ahead, revealing a dried-up stream bed, its banks carved out by past floodwaters. It's the perfect habitat for antlions. The soil is loose enough for them to dig, but sheltered from heavy rain that would collapse their traps. Antlions eventually mature from their larval form. After weeks or even months as larvae, antlions construct cocoons of silk and sand, pupating much like butterflies. Eventually, antlions emerge as delicate lacewing adults, trading their life as an ambush predator for a brief existence as an adult solely focused on mating. The adults are clumsy flyers, active mostly at night, and often go unnoticed by people. As I reach the end of the trail, I glance back at the sandy clearing, thinking about these tiny predators lying in wait just under the surface. Most hikers would walk right by these antlions without noticing them, but for me, these hidden dramas make the forest feel even more alive.
On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb was produced by New Hampshire Fish and Game, connecting you to life outdoors.